you want to figure out your purpose in life, you have to figure out your ikigai. Ikigai is a Japanese way of finding out your life's purpose based on four different parts. You love doing what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for. If you're really good at something and you really love doing it, but you can't be paid for it, then you can't viably live off of that. And if you're really good at something and you can be paid for it, but you don't love doing it, you're gonna hate your life. It is at the intersection of all four of these things that you find your life's true purpose.
Meaning comes from working on something. It's that simple. I think a lot about, you know, the act of going for a hike. The purpose of going for a hike, ironically, is not to get to the top. It's to be on the trail. If you focus on the freaking trail, whatever step you're on, and you keep reminding yourself, this is gonna lead me somewhere, that is where the meaning comes in your life.
How do you find your passion? Well, great question. The easiest way that I have found is something that is a Japanese technique called ikigai. Ikigai is the overlapping of four different questions. So what you're gonna do is you're gonna take these four questions, you're gonna write down your answers, and you're gonna see if you can find any overlap. Question number one is, what do I love? Question number two is, what am I good at? Question number three is, what can I be paid for? And question number four is, what does the world need? If you journal out the answer to those questions and you find overlap between the four of them, usually you're gonna find the one thing that you were put on this earth to do.
It's this idea of ikigai, and it propels people to stay active, to keep their minds engaged, to stay social their entire life. When I first wrote Blue Zones in 2008, there were several longevity ideas that people weren't even talking about that have a huge impact. And one of them is this idea of ikigai. It's a Japanese word, roughly translated, means the reason for which I wake up in the morning. And it propels people to stay active, to keep their minds engaged, to stay social their entire life.
The purpose is what drives you, because when you're doing your passion, there may not be the result immediately. And so for me, the way I like to explain it is, your passion is for you. Your passion is doing something that brings you joy. But as soon as you start doing it to improve other people's lives, that's where it becomes a purpose. When you start connecting it with making someone else's day better.
We're all looking for passion. Passion's all around you. I had to look in my insecurities and in my fear and find drive in that. All the energy and fuel you need is right in yourself. You have to look in that mirror and know this, there's so much more in here, man. You got a lot of stuff to do to overcome. You have to dive in that to find more. It's just those moments, like the real raw moments of life. I want to find more. Because if you're not willing to go in there and face yourself, I could find anything. The most important conversation is the one you have with yourself. I'm overpowering myself every day. And that's the feeling I was looking for in my life. And very few people will know how that feels. So that's what all that's about.
People say they want to find their passion rather than they want to build it or create it or learn it. I can promise you that if you're good at something, you'll like doing it. And the only way that you get good at something is by doing things that you suck at and doing a lot of it. That's where I think one of the fundamental fallacies of young people is, who are trying to pursue careers, is that they think they should find the thing that they love and really like do something that interests you, and then do it a lot, and then by developing skills, you will enjoy it.
You could be world class at something and you don't know because you've never tried doing it. One of the questions that I get asked a lot is, Jay, I'm struggling to find my purpose. And one of the main reasons that you're struggling to find your purpose is because you're not doing anything. You're sitting at home, you're sitting wherever it is that you live, hoping that purpose lands on your lap. If you think that your life is going to get changed because suddenly you're going to wake up one day and it's going to be there going ta-da, it's not going to happen. You need to go out there and do shit. You need to go out there and try shit. You need to go out there and experience things that you've never experienced before. Then and only then will you know what it is that you want to do, because you'll also know what you don't want to do. The more you do, the more you'll find that you like, and the more you'll find that you don't like, and the closer that you'll be to finding your purpose.
In Japan, there's a word they use to describe the overlap of what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for. And that word is ikigai. Over the past 3 years, I've been searching for my ikigai, and I've always come to a dead end. That was until I picked up a camera, and the doors opened to a new way of thinking. I don't just see things at face value anymore. I search for things that contrast, have leading lines, or any type of composition that catches my eye. I recently started a video and I realized that I might have found an ikigai that I want to work on. While I might not check off all the boxes for it to truly be my ikigai yet, I think finding that thing is the first step to growing it into something meaningful.
Energy is the language of your soul. The way that it talks to you is through your energy. It doesn't use words. It uses your whole body and shows you things for which you have energy. And that's how it's talking to you. So when you're excited about something, when you're excited about someone, when something is firing you up, it's your soul talking to you. That's its voice. Go toward the things that give you energy.
How to find your passion with four questions. So there's a Japanese concept called ikigai, and it translates in English to your reason for being. And here's how you use it. You take out a pen and paper and you make four separate columns. And at the top of each column, you write down, what do I love? What does the world need? What am I good at? And what can I be paid for? And you want to write down 5 to 10 things in each column. After you've done that, you want to find a place where all four of these columns overlap. So let's say, for instance, that you have a deep understanding and compassion towards mental health issues. You're also really good at communicating, and you feel that the world needs more awareness and solutions in this field. Your ikigai might be becoming a mental health advocate, or a therapist, or a coach. If you can find something that you love, that the world needs, that you're good at, and that you can be paid for, then you can find something that is a passion of yours that you can be paid for and you can change the world with.
My wife always says that you find your purpose
at the intersection of what do you enjoy, what are you good at, and how do you want to serve the world.
When those three intersections collide, you've really found your purpose.
So if you're looking for your purpose, I would suggest that you get out a piece of paper and write down a list of what brings you joy. But there's probably 2 or 3 things on there that you really would circle and say, this really brings me joy. And then I would ask yourself, what are you good at? As far as how do you want to serve the world, another way to ask yourself that is what breaks your heart.
Like, how does a person know what their purpose is? Well, I think what we do is we discover our purpose, and then we develop ourselves for that purpose, and then we deploy ourselves in that purpose. But where do we find the purpose in this place? I believe that I'm going to find mine, you're going to find yours. Everybody who's watching this YouTube video right now, you're going to find your purpose at the intersection between your passion and your proficiency. The thing you love to do and the thing you're really good at, X marks the spot. That is where you focus on pleasing God and serving people. If you will find this, X marks the spot, passion and proficiency. I love this and I'm really good at this and I'm going to stay in this zone. I'm not going to get too far over here and I'm not going to get too far over there. I'm not going to get too high or too low. I'm just going to stay right there in the sweet spot and I'm going to seek to please God and serve people. You will find a level of success it's incomprehensible. It's beyond making money. It's beyond being fit and having the body of a superhero. It's beyond like having all this knowledge and you can promulgate your esoteric cogitations and articulate superficial sentimentalities. It's bigger than all of that stuff. It's just like, I'm living in my zone. I am like nobody can get you off kilter because you know who you are based on whose you are. And you're just living your life for the purpose of pleasing God and serving people.
We're gonna talk about how to find and do work that you love. Let me introduce you to this concept. It's called ikigai, and it means thing that you live for. And it's broken down into 4 circles like this. And it talks about, what do you love? What does the world need? What do you get paid money for? And what are you good at? So what happens if you love something and the world needs this? This is considered a mission. Now, if you're good at something and you love it, but you don't get paid for it, that would be considered your passion. And if you're good at it and you're paid for it, that's called your profession, a job. And then the last one is the world needs it and you're paid for it, but you may not be good at it. So we're going to call this a vocation. So ikigai is to say that we must find something here, our reason for being. And this is really important. You must love it. You got to get paid for it. So all these things are in balance. And if we can design our lives around that idea, we'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier than we've ever been.
Well, for others to love their life, you have to first find your passion. Find the thing that you really want to do more than anything. I have clients that come to see me who say they hate their job so much they want to commit suicide. No job is worth that. They feel trapped. I said, you can always find another job. They said they feel trapped in what they're doing. They can't get out of it. There's always a way. A lot of them say, well, they don't do it consciously, but they'll say, well, I can always have a heart attack. That'll give me a good excuse to get out of my job. I can't go to work if I'm sick. But see, people put themselves in these positions, these situations, to where they are trapped. You don't have to be that way. You can find your passion. I always ask the client, what is it you really want to do? If you're not happy in your job, if you're not happy with your life, what do you really want to do? And they'll talk about it, but they say, I can't do that. There's no money in it. Oh, there's no future in it. Everybody thinks I'm crazy if I want to.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Quit my job and take up painting. Or if I want to quit my job and be a healer, and there's no money in it. They have to stay in the rat race. But are you going to listen to what everybody else says? Are you going to listen to your heart? Because otherwise you are going to stay sick. You're going to stay miserable. To find what it is you really want to do. What is it you want to do?
Find a thing you like. Try to find a thing that you really enjoy. Try to find a thing that you're passionate about.
Like an activity.
Yes. For me, early on, it was drawing. It was illustrations. It was comic books. I wanted to be a comic book illustrator. And then it went from comic book drawing and illustrations to martial arts. So, but it was just another thing that I was very, very passionate about. And that was my vehicle out of my dilemma.
It's an amazing thing about passion. If you love something, if you have a strong passion for something, you would go to the extreme to try to understand or try to get it.
I think the only thing that separates people is passion, right? Having the ability to focus on something, on to work on it, will allow you to work hard enough to be good enough at it. That's the Kobe Bryant run. You know what I'm saying? He outworked those people. He like, you know, people, a lot of people in the league perform according to their paycheck. So they're like, nah. I ain't getting that money. Let them do it.
Kobe was there every day.
Yeah, everything like that. And that's what separates him and makes him special to us in a different way, even after he's gone, right?
Do you know the secret to living a happy and meaningful life? It's called Ikigai, a Japanese concept that means reason for being. It's where four key elements overlap: what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can get paid for. To find your Ikigai, start by asking yourself a few questions. What excites and energizes you? What problems can you solve? And what unique skills do you bring to the table? By aligning your actions with these answers, you can create a life that feels both purposeful and fulfilling. So take some time to reflect, write it down, and start building your Ikigai today.
Do you think that everyone has purpose?
The way I look at it is, you, Theo, were born with a DNA that will never be replicated in the past or in the future. It's a unique marker of you, right? It's like a seed at your birth. If you cultivate that seed, if you cultivate your uniqueness, it gives you a purpose in life. A lot of people are afraid of being different. That's one of the worst things that can happen to you.
Yeah.
Because it's what makes you different that is what makes you powerful. I keep coming back to something that I tell a lot of people I think is very important, is the desire to know yourself. A very good path is take a journal and writing down your thoughts and writing down your dreams. You go back into your childhood and you go, what was it that made me so different? What, that was so weird about me? What was it that I was attracted to? As you go through that process, things will start coming up. It's like you're digging, you're excavating, like you're an archaeologist into your own past.
Yeah, it's like using a brush and brushing off, and you see a little bit of bone, and then you're like,
yeah,
what other questions can I ask around here that might help me remove a little more dirt?
So it's a process, and it should be a very exciting process.
There's an ancient Japanese concept called Ikigai, which is the intersection of what you love, what you're good at, what the world needs, and what you can be paid for. And the Japanese believe that leading a life at the center of these four qualities gives a person a sense of purpose and a reason for living. When you know your Ikigai and understand its meaning, you're aligned with the work you've longed to do and the work the world needs you to do.
How do I figure out my purpose? That's a reasonable question. That's a reasonable question. If I had to boil it down to what my purpose is, you know, in a very overarching context, I'd say I want to be able to look back at all the things that I've done later on down the line and think, sweet, I went for it. I made some shit happen. Nice.
And then, you know, no, I at least try to do some crazy shit. But on like a day-by-day process or context, like I wake up and I'm excited to go do my cardio. I got a lift later in the evening, and then I go to bed thinking about the fact that I did that, and then I'm going to do it again tomorrow. So that's kind of my main thing. So I'd say just dabble around. There's a good mix of circumstances. When you find something you have a little bit of aptitude for, that you like doing at least a little, and that you can do frequently. You know, so if you can find something that hits all these three criteria and just practice it a lot, hypothetically, that could just become your new thing, you know. But it's really just like, what do you think would be cool to do? And then if something immediately comes to mind, I say just go for it. Best case scenario, you find a new thing that you become freaking sweet at. Maybe you become the next, the next big woodworking table manufacturer of the Midwest for like custom whatever. Or, you know, worst case scenario, you think, man, that was stupid, I'm going to try something else. And either way, you're ahead of where you were before. So really just start going down some YouTube rabbit holes and find something to get into.
When you find yourself lost in life and not sure exactly what you're doing, grab a pen and paper and figure out your calling in life. Write four concentric circles on that piece of paper. You want to go and write down three things that you love to do. Then go and write down three things that you believe the world needs. Write down three things you can be paid for, and then three things that you're really good at. The intersection of these four circles is your ikigai. This is a Japanese concept that stands for your reason for being. This is a practical philosophy for your life, a way that you can find strength and that you can succeed no matter the tough times you find yourself in. Too often, humans work on things that make them feel empty, lost, and confused. If you feel like this, you need to slow down and complete this exercise.
I think you should chase what energizes you. Everyone okay. talks about passion, legacy, purpose, yeah. blah, 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 yeah. blah, blah, blah. The one word to pay attention to is energy. That's it. Let's simplify this. Whatever energizes you, naturally expands you, feels like possibility, is exciting to do. It may be scary. That doesn't matter. It has to do with how it makes you feel. If what energizes you is amassing wealth, go for it. And the reason why I say that is because people talk about the word passion or purpose. And the truth is, it's not a person, place, or a thing. It's not. It is the feeling of being expanded and energized. So instead of trying to think, what's my purpose? What's my passion? What's my purpose? What's my passion? I want you instead to ask yourself, what energizes me? If it's making money, figure out how to make money. If it is making a difference, figure out how to make a difference. It could be in any single shape or form, but if it energizes you, that's what you need to follow. When I look back on my trajectory, the thing that energizes me is making people feel like they matter. It's that simple. It is giving people hope in a situation where they don't have it. It is shining a light on the path forward when somebody feels stuck in darkness. Now that I know that those moments are the things that make me get up out of bed and energize me, it's those moments where you give somebody hope, where you show them the path forward, where you're stronger and clearer in that moment than they are. So now they can be. And that's what I show up and do every single day. The feeling of being expanded and energized. If you're pursuing your passion, it means that you wake up every day and are energized. Mm-hmm. So instead of trying to think, what's my purpose? What's my passion? What's my purpose? What's my passion? Instead of thinking like that, I want you instead to ask yourself, what could I do today that would energize me? What energizes me?
What if I told you the secret to a fulfilled life lies at the intersection of four simple questions? The Japanese call it ikigai. It's where four things meet: what you love, what you're good at, what you can be paid for, and what the world needs. When these align, you've found your ikigai. If you're looking to discover higher purpose in life, first answer these four components.
Ask yourself this, and this is what I do with all my coaching clients. I go, if I had a gun to your head and I said, pick the one thing that you want to do in life that would just make you absolutely happy, would give you a sense of fulfillment and peace of mind, the thing that you would do if money was not an issue, what is it? And most people can quickly come up with an idea, or at least a place to start. There is where you start developing your purpose. So understand this, that the rule of the game of life, first of the six rules is choose purpose over pleasure.
What are you motivated by? If the answer is money, that's the exact reason why you're feeling as lost as you are. How many ways are there in this world to make money? Millions, billions. Anytime you hear someone telling you, oh, I'm making money doing this or I'm making money doing that, all of a sudden you're like, oh, I need to try that. I need to try this. I need to try that. So if you think about it, it's really no surprise that you keep jumping from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next, even if it's just mentally, because you're never really giving yourself enough time to create any real value in any one of them. So if you're motivated by money, how are you ever going to feel guided when you have a billion different options to choose from? The solution to you feeling lost is being guided by a mission or being guided by your passion. If you're feeling lost right now and you have no idea what you should be doing, pay attention to what you're good at, what you have easy access to, or what you can easily learn. And also what you're passionate about, obviously, what you enjoy doing. You could build something around it. You could take any skill, working on cars, tree trimming, welding, building websites. You can build a system around it. You first start off by doing one customer a month, doing it yourself, and you hire someone to help you when you have 10 customers a month. Take a step back, figure out how to get more customers through the door. It only takes two main things: customers coming through the door that want your product or service, and you need people who can provide that product or service. By starting everything yourself, you now know, number one, how to get those people through the door, aka you know how to make sales because you know what those people are looking for. And number two, you know how to hire people to offer that skill or service to the customers that you're selling things to. That is a business.